This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A winter storm will start to roll through Colorado tonight, bringing several inches of snow and frigid temperatures. In the Denver metro area, snow totals are expected to reach up to 7 inches. Mountainous regions along I-70 could see over 10 inches of snow. Tomorrow's commute could be slippery and hazardous. Officials are asking drivers to take precautions, like using chains when necessary before starting their morning drives. A measure that would give Colorado counties more authority to prohibit firearms from discharging in unincorporated areas will likely pass the House in the coming days. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Under the proposal, counties could choose to regulate the shooting of guns on private property in more dense areas outside of cities and towns. Democratic Representative Meg Froelich.
There isn't a town or a city in Colorado where you can shoot your firearm when you have a next-door neighbor close by. So this allows unincorporated parts of counties to mirror the towns and cities in their counties. That's all it does. It's permissive.
Republicans voted against it, saying it wasn't necessary and could pave the way for infringing on Second Amendment rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A vote on the bill was delayed today due to some technical issues at the Capitol. And the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs is discontinuing its men and women's golf programs. A UCCS press release says budget constraints forced them to cut the programs after the season ends this year. The university says student athletes in the golf program will have scholarships honored through next academic year. This is CPR News.